This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, when it comes to limiting your freedom, the gun controllers are very ceaseless innovators. They come up with these new and bizarre policies to undermine the Second Amendment right of a law-abiding American. Now, the Supreme Court decision in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association v. Bruin poses a serious problem for these gun control pioneers. In striking down their discretionary carry permitting regime, the court emphasized the proper test by which gun control measures should be judged against the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. And Clarence Thomas made it clear that in order for a firearm regulation to pass constitutional muster, it must fit within the text, history, and tradition of the Second Amendment right. Specifically, the opinion noted, when the Second Amendment's plain text covers an individual's conduct, the Constitution presumptively protects that conduct. The government must then justify its regulation by demonstrating that it is consistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. Only then may a court conclude that the individual's conduct falls outside the Second Amendment's unqualified command. Well, that sort of precludes many gun control advocates' favorite policies, and it should certainly preclude gun control policies that gun control advocates and anti-gun politicians have explicitly admitted are innovative. To take a somewhat Antonin Scalia-like approach to the matter, Merriam-Webster defines innovative as characterized by tending to or introducing innovation. Innovations, as defined as, one, a new idea, method or device, novelty, to the introduction of something new. So, any innovative gun control measure would then be something that is foreign to the historical tradition of firearm regulation. And thus, it would be prohibited under the Second Amendment. Take, if you will, the Red Flag Order, the ERPO, the Extreme Risk Protection Order, the Gun Violence Restraining Order, or let's just call it the Due Process Elimination Order. These empower the government to extinguish your Second Amendment rights and confiscate your weapons without due process and without you having committed a crime. Prior to Bruin, the red flag backers were eager to stress the innovative quality of this gun control measure. In 2019, Gifford's former managing director, Robin Loy, described state red flag laws as innovative policy solutions. And they really like that word, innovative. They stress that this is a manner of gun control that is innovative. And in 2014, while pushing California's red flag law, termed the Gun Violence Restraining Order in the not-so-golden state, Every Town for Gun Safety put out a press release titled, Moms Demand Action Urges Passage of Innovative Gun Violence Prevention Bill. Now, in light of Bruin, February 2nd decision in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit invalidated a federal firearms prohibition that is based on a mere civil order. And it explained, the distinction between a criminal and civil proceeding is important because criminal proceedings have afforded the accused substantial protection throughout our nation's history. In crafting the Bill of Rights, the founders were plainly attuned to preservation of those protections. It is therefore significant that 922G8 works to eliminate the Second Amendment right of individuals subject merely to civil process. So, by this logic, red flag gun confiscation schemes would be found similarly unconstitutional, although no less innovative. Then, there's another gun control measure out there. In January of 2022, San Jose, California enacted an ordinance requiring gun owners to maintain liability insurance in order to exercise their Second Amendment right. which, as far as I know, nobody actually writes that. Admitting the novel nature of the gun control, the city of San Jose posted two testimonials from gun control activists describing the innovative quality of the measure in its government one's website. And one testimonial quoted by Everytown Shannon Squeaky Watts as stating, "Our grassroots volunteers have been proud to work hand-in-hand with the mayor, city council, and to work and community partners to help get this innovative package of gun safety laws crafted and across the finish line." And in another, a gun control advocate explained, "This ordinance is an innovative approach to address the costs of gun violence." A January 24, 2022 press release from the city titled, "San Jose poised to become the first city in the nation to require gun liability insurance and investment by gun owners in violence reduction." And it stressed the unconventional and innovative nature of the city's policy. And it also included a statement from Gifford Senior Counsel and Director of Local Policy, Allison Anderman, who remarked, "We applaud Mayor Liccardo and the city of San Jose for continuing to search for novel and innovative ways to prevent gun violence in the community and to redress its harms." And the mayor of San Jose boasted about how the bizarre insurance scheme was innovative in a June 8, 2021 tweet. Now, in the case of California, gun owners should question just how much of the state's convoluted gun control regime is outside the nation's historical tradition. According to the gun control advocates, not me, but according to the gun control advocates, it's quite a bit. The California-based organization, now named Giffords, began in 1993 under the name Legal Community Against Violence. And they appear to acknowledge that much of the Byzantine firearm regime they have helped enact in the last three decades broke new ground. It was quite innovative. And their materials state that California has been a trailblazer for gun safety reform for the past 30 years. Their own organizational history states that in California, the group assisted in drafting and passing innovative laws that served as a model for other states. There's evidence that some California gun controllers may be ever so slowly catching on to their new reality. Now, Schwarzenegger signed legislation requiring new models of handguns to have micro-stamping once the technology was available. And at that time, the Brady campaign praised them for embracing this innovative technology. And the theory behind micro-stamping is that firearms could be equipped with a firing pin or other internal firearm part that could imprint unique microscopic identification marks onto ammunition cartridge cages when the gun was fired. I don't know how long that was going to last. They didn't either. They didn't explain it. They just had to have it when it was new. And it doesn't really survive in a real-world application. On May 17, 2013, the California Department of Justice, under then-California Attorney General Kamala Harris, certified that the technology was available and started enforcing the novel firearms prohibition. And in order for a handgun to be sold in California, it must be included in the state's roster of handguns that meet certain criteria, including micro-stamping technology. Since the micro-stamping requirement was certified in 2013, no new models of handguns have been added to the roster. That means in California they have nothing new since 2013. It's a little bit like the Hughes Amendment for California. In March, there was a preliminary injunction against the California Unsafe Handgun Act. And explained, the government has failed to proffer any historical regulation analogous to the UHA's requirements. Plaintiffs have shown they are likely to succeed on the merits of their claim that these requirements are unconstitutional. So now, Attorney General, now Rob Bonta, defended the handgun roster regime by filing a notice of appeal in the case and sought to stay the preliminary injunction pending the appeal. While defending it, it did explain the motion does not seek to immediately stop the part of the court's decision in joining the micro-stamping requirement. So it seems that trying to defend a largely theoretical new technology is somehow in concert with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. That might have been too ludicrous to actually consider, even for an anti-gun partisan like Bonta. And the outcome certainly doesn't bode well for those seeking to mandate the smart gun, without a doubt. But gun control advocates' own admission, so much of what they seek to burden law-abiding gun owners with, is innovative. Which means It's unconstitutional. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. As I slap my mic cord, you can hear that, can't you? I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Right now in South Carolina, they are considering what is referred to as constitutional carry, which I actually refer to as permitless carry. And there's going to be a lot of talk about murders across the nation. And you know, as far as murders across the nation, when you look at murders across the nation, you get these numbers. And if you look at it based on the states, the first thing you would think would be, well, apparently this constitutional carry thing doesn't work. But you have to understand that the numbers that you see out there on a lot of these things, when you start talking per 100,000, that's all going to be based on population. And a state with very little population, like my state, as of 2021, have 5.1 million people in it. So a few murders in there takes that and makes that begin to spike. So when you're looking at it state by state, you could, you know, the argument could be back. Even though on the average, the actual gun murder per 100,000 in constitutional carry states is lower than it is in the other states, a case could be made, we're looking at the raw numbers of the state in certain cases, that it doesn't really do anything. Except that it does, because then when you start to close in and look at where the murders are occurring, you realize it's in a very small geographical area. It's actually quite geographically concentrated. There's more than 3,000 counties in the country, and 52% had zero murders in 2020. And the 31 counties with the highest murder rates, the worst 1%, had 42% of the nation's murders. If you expand the focus to the worst 2%, 62 counties, and these accounted for more than half, 56% of U.S. murders in 2020. And John Locke concludes, looking at this, that murder isn't a nationwide problem. It's a problem in a small set of urban areas. Well, then of course the question has to be asked about gun violence and all of that inflammatory rhetoric there. And he took into account rates of firearm ownership and found an inverse relationship between the prevalence of murder and rates of gun ownership. And he states, according to a 2021 Pew Research Center survey, the household gun ownership rate in rural areas was 79% higher than in urban areas. And suburban households that are 37% more likely to own guns than urban households. And despite lower gun ownership, urban areas experience more higher murder rates. So there goes that. That goes straight out the window. And what do we know about the correlation between politics and crime? And the five U.S. cities with the highest per capita murder rates are St. Louis, 69.4, Baltimore, 51.1, New Orleans, 40.6, Detroit, 39.7, and Cleveland, 33.7. In the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden got 82% of the vote in St. Louis, 87% in Baltimore, 83% in New Orleans, 94% in Detroit, and 80% in Cleveland. So in other words, the most dangerous cities in America are all Democrat Party strongholds. And you can find this, but you would probably have no idea if you just look at mainstream media. And that's where the issue comes for us with the low info voters that are out there. And that's what they see. That's all they see is the mainstream media. They seem to work like a cartel, doing everything in their power to prevent you from learning the truth about crime in America. Now, consider the simple matter of what counts as a crime story of national interest. The cartel media love to go into the 24/7 coverage mode on mass shootings, but are notably selective in their choices as to which ones deserve such attention. Like the mass shooting in Philadelphia. One person was killed, four others wounded in an incident in which more than 50 shots were fired in a garage in the city's Kensington neighborhood. This was the 84th mass shooting in Philadelphia since 2020. But how many of those mass shootings got so much as one word of coverage in CNN? Pretty close to zero. And the fact that Philadelphia has had more than 500 homicides in each of the past 2 years, in my state in 2021, we had 566 homicides statewide. Statewide. And there you start to see the enormity of what these cities do and how they skew the stats. And the other media cartels just ignore this. You know, the fact that Philadelphia is actually called Killadelphia doesn't help advance the preferred political narrative. And most of the facts about crime in America don't fit that narrative. In 2021, there were about 23,000 homicides in the country, and based on FBI data from 2019, about 54% of the murder victims are black people, most of whom are killed by other black people. This is gang violence. It is impossible to discuss violent crime in America without acknowledging that at least half of it involves gang members, both as victims and perpetrators. Very much overrepresented in the sampling, because they only make up 14% of the U.S. population. And the national media doesn't want to discuss that for reasons that are fundamentally political. Because they would have to then be confronted with the fact that the reason this happens in these inner cities is what is happening. You can see it right now happening across the country. Walmart is closing stores in all of these crime-ridden areas. In San Francisco, they have closed the Nike outlet, they've closed Walmart, and now they've closed the Whole Foods. And these are going to, all of these closings create a chasm economically where they are, because they employ people, and then there's a small little ecosystem of other people that supply them with their needs as for their day-to-day. There's deliveries coming in, there's packaging. You know, if it's a grocery store like Walmart or Whole Foods, you have route men coming in to stock on the shelves with the stuff that they don't actually make or stock themselves. It's a very much an ecosystem out there that just becomes, it just goes away. And that creates an employment deficit, an employment desert, if you will. And then you have a bunch of young people walking around looking for something. They already, you know, in these big cities, you hope that they have both parents, but if they don't, where are they going to turn? They can't go get a job. Where are they going to turn? What are they going to do? This is a thing that these guys don't want to talk about, but it is the way it is. So just remember that part of it. Homicide and this kind of crime, very geographically concentrated. Very geographically concentrated. 62% of the counties, 62 counties in the United States make up for 54% of the homicide victims in the United States today. That's a very stark statistic. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo finally making a decision on running for president.
Many have speculated he would challenge his old boss, former President Trump, for the Republican nomination. Pompeo put an end to the rumors, telling Fox News he's not going to join the race in 2024 after he came to the conclusion this wasn't the right time to run. I'm Dave Collins.
The Justice Department said that it will again go to the Supreme Court over abortion. The family of Evan Gershkovich, the American Wall Street Journal reporter who's been detained in Russia on espionage charges, said he believed it was his duty to report on the Russian people, despite the risks of being in that country. The five-day-old strike by professors at Rutgers University is over. Classes resuming as normal Monday morning. Corey Myers, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We've seen recently two rampage killings with some mentally ill young people. These things seem to happen in clusters where we'll go for months with relative quiet only to see a number of shootings in fairly quick succession. And a lot there's a lot of reasons for that. And these incidents always spark a debate, and we simply have to find some way to address the problem. Thing is, we already kind of had a plan on this one, and it's one that doesn't require us to trip over ourselves with some new law. All it takes is for people to decide to do something. Now, what the media does is exactly opposite of what we should be doing. Both sides... And, you know, I'm not going to say that my rhetoric is cheap. Both of, you know, when I'm coming out, I'm coming out of this, and I'm always looking for the common denominator, which in most cases is going to be mental illness and drugs. We know that the rampage killers are often directly seeking media infamy. And this is where I differ with, from some of these guys on this stuff, because I look at this and I'm like, well, they're dead. They're not achieving. They're not around. They're not conscious of the fact that they have achieved their media infamy. But a lot of people disagree with me, like New Mexico University psychologist Jennifer B. Johnston. She has found in her research that mass shooters tend to be in the midst of rampant depression, social isolation, and pathological narcissism, and they are in part driven to such heinous crime by their desire for national attention. And these things get wall-to-wall coverage. But see, what we're asking here, what we're asking to do, is we're asking the drive-by media to stop sensationalizing that. And that's just not going to happen. And I'm not going to sit back and let a bunch of people get out there and say, well, you shouldn't mention their name. They're the ones at fault. They're the blame. We get out there all the time. A lot of guys on my side, they'll get out there and say, well, ultimately the responsibility, like if I have a negligent discharge, or if I do something with this stupid with a gun, guess whose fault it is? It's mine. And everybody, nobody takes a moment to sit back and go, well, we shouldn't call him out on it. Because ultimately, I am responsible. That works always. That works in every facet of this. Now, when this happens, the drive-by left, as they're coming at you, what they're trying to do is they're trying to disarm you, and at the same time they're trying to denigrate you, and at the same time, in order to do this, they're going to raise the shooter up and show you all of the human side of the shooter. And I've had this discussion many times, and this is one I will never agree with some of these people on. I do not look at it, you know, if somebody's out there, if they could have been a humanitarian their entire life, and if the last thing they do is shoot down a bunch of children on their way out the door as they kill themselves, that was all, none of that matters to me anymore. All I do is remember their last thing. There's no way to humanize them because in the end, we find out that they're a monster. Now, Dr. Johnson said, we find that a cross-cutting trait among many profiles of mass shooters is a desire for fame and correspondence to the emergence of widespread 24-hour news coverage on cable news programs and the rise of the Internet. If the mass media and social media enthusiasts make a pact to no longer share, reproduce, or retweet the names, faces, detailed histories, or long-winded statements of killers, we could see a dramatic reduction in mass shootings in 1 to 2 years. Well, good luck with that. That doesn't fit the narrative, Doc. I'm sorry. And the problem is, I'm not going to, you know, everybody sits out there and goes, well, you know, if we answer it this way and all that way and that way, we should just let them have the, you know, just let them, it'll go away in a minute. Yeah, no. When these things occur, when they come out and they say, well, the AR-15 is the gun of choice among rampage shooters, that gets out there. And if there's no pushback on that, and if there's no pushback on the fact that, you know, we're talking about mentally ill people and the various details that lead up to this, these rampage killings that are obvious red flags to anybody that might be observing them, but most of the time they just get ignored. If we're not going to do that, if we're not going to, as advocates for the Second Amendment, if we're not going to do it, then why do we bother? Why do we even show up? Now, after Nashville and Louisville, I've seen all these puff pieces describing the shooters. They tell you where they went to school, all the positive sentiments about them, and everything else you would expect to see in a report on a news celebrity. And their names get thrown around by the media with reckless abandon, and even in death they become celebrities of a sort. And for the suicidal narcissist, this is nectar to see this. Now, me, myself, and I, like with Audrey Hale. Audrey Hale was not a transgender because there's no such thing as a transgender. She was a must, a made-up sexual status. She was mentally ill. They decided to compound that by getting out there and giving her some hormones and some other drugs to help her begin to transition to be Aiden when she was never going to be Aiden. She felt isolated. She felt suicidal. She let her friends know that she was going to do something. And then she went out and did it, and she killed 3 beautiful children and 3 courageous adults. And for that, she is a monster. And right now, she's turning around, turning over and over and over and over in hell. Because she is a monster. She may be a celebrity, based upon what the media is trying to do. But the reality is very stark. This other guy, Connor Sturgeon, this guy, we're going to probably find out he had CTE. Because he'd had so many brain concussions, he had to play basketball with a headgear on. But when you reward behavior, you get more of it. Whether it's a dog or a kid or a grown adult, the truth is that if you give someone what they're seeking, if they're doing something, then they're going to do more of that. And that is basic psychology. And some of these rampage killers look at that, and that's a cue. They see it simply as a cue. They want to show the world. And then the media gives them exactly what they want. And no one is saying not to report on this, they say. But yes, you are. You're absolutely saying not to report on this. We need to look at the details. We need to pull it apart. We have to do an after-action review. We need to actually take action and stop some of these. Now, the one in Louisville, I don't know exactly what the answer would be to that. Well, I know what the answer would be to that, but nobody's going to do that. And a lot of that probably occurred due to a lack of awareness. And spatial awareness is everything when one of these things begin. So, we're going to have to say their name. Because they're the ones twisting in hell. Because they are the ones that committed the atrocity. They're not celebrities. They're not, you know, I know they put Che Guevara on a t-shirt. But that guy was, he was an aberration of society. We cannot let these incidents fall into obscurity because we have to learn from them. We don't need laws to do this, but just expect the media to continue this route. And that's all there is. That's all there is because the media is, well, all of the media is in these counties that John Lott mentions where they have the most crime. Think about that. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Good. extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
One more time, eh? This is Gun Owners News Hour. One of the ways that the left plies their trade is language. They steal the language. They redefine the language. And then it perpetuates itself. And what I find most amusing of all out there is that all of the left seems to be wanting to go after Fox News for whatever reason. And then all of us sit up there and go, oh, well, Fox News must be good. But Fox News is no good at certain things at all. When we have a rampage killing, Fox News falls in line with CNN or MSNBC. For 7 years, Fox News has been citing fake mass shooting data from the Gun Violence Archive, an anti-gun nonprofit that has been debunked many times in their digital and broadcast news stories. And the reason is simple. The GVA inflates the body count, sometimes by more than 1,000%, so its overblown data has become a catnip for the fake stream media, which is constantly seeking more sensational headlines and news stories. Because the sad fact for that particular business is that what was sensational yesterday is ho-hum today. So we have to be more sensational. So how do they get their inflated numbers at the GVA? Well, they created their own definition of a rampage killing, or a mass shooting, as they call it. And when most Americans hear the term, they picture a madman stalking the halls of a school or a shopping mall, coldly murdering innocent victims. That is what comes to mind with me. That is the classic rampage killer. What does not come to mind are the rival drug crews shooting it out in Chicago, or a deranged husband murdering his entire family, or a law-abiding gun owner acting in self-defense. Yet for the GVA, any time four or more people are killed or even slightly wounded with a gun, it's labeled a mass shooting. So, according to the FBI, there were 30 mass shootings in 2019. The GVA claims there were 417. More than one every day. Despite the obvious bad math, the legacy media, politicians, and the gun ban industry treat this as gospel. The Biden-Harris administration, the New York Times, National Public Radio, USA Today, The Trace, and all kinds of other outlets all cite their fictitious data and use their broadly, or their, excuse me, their overly broad definition when reporting about a mass shooting. And they use questionable sources. In a 2021 interview with the Second Amendment Foundation's Investigative Journalism Project, Mark Bryant, a retired computer analyst and GVA's executive director, admitted his researchers gathered data from law enforcement Facebook and Twitter pages, as well as media accounts, even though the media is notorious for getting the facts wrong after a mass shooting. And despite these bad sources and bad math, Fox News continues to cite their stories, and most recently after the shooting in Louisville, Kentucky. Bryant founded the Gun Violence Archive in 2013. Fox News began to cite that as a source. So, you know, 2016, they used information collected. 2016, 2017, according to data compiled by, you know, all of this stuff. Now, both Trace Gallagher and Fox News anchor, chief breaking news correspondent, and Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, have cited GVA data recently in news stories. If you try to reach out to Twitter to both of them, neither of them respond. Neither Irene Briganti, Senior Executive Vice President, Corporate Communications, Fox News Media, nor Porter Berry, Executive Vice President and Editor-in-Chief of Fox News Digital, responded to emails to get their comments. Now, when I get up in the morning, the first website I surf to see what's going on in the world is Fox News. I check it throughout the day. I check the website at least hourly, and I do like the snippets of Tucker Carlson or Greg Gutfeld, who is he's just funny as hell. And still, what Fox News is doing is dead wrong. They're aiding and abetting the gun banners by repeating cited, overblown mass shooting data, which can lead the uninformed into believing that gun violence, which is another term they should stop using, is far worse than it really is. Now, see, Fox is in a unique position. While CNN and all these other guys, they're sucking wind. Fox is the most watched cable news network in the country. Millions of people go to their website. Millions of people go to their programming. They could be the real game changer in society today if they would start telling the truth rather than promulgating known lies. If they really wanted to do a bombshell story, what they should do is look at what they've been doing and go out there, look at this GVA data, investigate how it's actually compiled, and then get out there and issue a very solemn apology to everybody that has listened to them over the past 6-7 years. Because it's all based on specious information. Drug shootings are not the same as the Covenant school shooting or the Parkland school shooting or Virginia Tech or, you know, Newtown. They're not the same. Drug, as a matter of fact, as far as gun violence is concerned, which is their term, as far as that kind of violence is concerned, or any kind of violence for that matter, 82% occurs due to a drug deal. So if you're not a drug user, your probability of having something violent happening to you is probably pretty low. But then again, if you live in one of those cities that I cited, one of those 62 counties where half of all this happens, there is a risk. There is a risk. Now, the one thing to consider about all of this, in these cities and states where they are pushing, where they already have permitless carry, or where they are pushing it, or where they're considering it, or where it's about to come up, that is a very, if you were to see this happen in New York State, things would change. If you were to see it happen in California, those things would change. Because the specter of the armed citizen then rises up, which is the thing the criminals fear the most. It's not that hard of a lift to consider. And it's for that reason that all of these states that have this, I like it, because that means within the state, then a criminal has to worry about an armed citizen, because now there is no prohibition about them carrying a gun on themselves. They don't have to call somebody to respond to a crime. The other thing about people that defend themselves with a weapon, we have a lower bar to meet in order to go lethal, if that's what it takes. And they know that. I have no duty at all to get out there and defend anybody else that I don't want to. I also have no duty to retreat. I have no duty to warn. Somebody comes up and I'm making an assessment and I'm looking at something as disparity of force. Things are about to get noisy. I don't want it to. But that's the problem. The kind of crime that most people are worried about is the kind of crime that I worry about, which is the I'm not bothering nobody kind of crime, where I'm just walking around being, you know, going about my day and some guy comes up and he wants to do something. He is not worth shooting if all he wants is material goods. And he can have them. But bodily harm is not allowed. My truck I can replace. Not worried about that. Other things I can't. So for that reason, that's why I carry a gun. And I, you know, I've done what I had to do in the state that I live in order to carry a gun, and very shortly maybe we'll have constitutional carry, and then everybody that doesn't want to do it for whatever reason can then do it, although I do it so that I can carry outside of the state in states that have reciprocity with my state. But once again, Fox, the thing about Fox, remember this about Fox, Fox is a bunch of Northeastern, quote, conservatives, end quote. I will be back among you next week, next weekend, as a matter of fact, and between now and then, I tell you this very solemnly. Carry your gun everywhere you can. Carry your concealed weapon everywhere you can. Stay awake. Spatial awareness. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.